Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 4, Blending and the Reality of the Body of Christ. Monday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 24. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. Acts 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching, in the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread, and the prayers. 1 John 1, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Matthew 10, verse 38. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Related reading. God has blended the body, adjusted the body, harmonized the body, tempered the body, and mingled the body. The Greek word for blended implies the losing of distinctions. One brother's distinction may be quickness, and another's may be slowness. But in the body life, the slowness disappears and the quickness is taken away. All such distinctions are gone. God has blended all the believers of all different races and colors. Who can make the blacks and the whites lose their distinctions? Only God can do this. A husband and a wife can have harmony in their marriage life only by losing their distinctions. In order to be harmonized, blended, adjusted, mingled, and tempered in the body life, we have to go through the cross and be by the Spirit, dispensing Christ to others for the sake of the body of Christ. The co-workers and elders might learn to be crossed out. Whatever we do should be by the Spirit to dispense Christ. Also, what we do should not be for our interest and according to our taste, but for the church. As long as we practice these points, we will have the blending. All these points mean that we should fellowship. When a coworker does anything, he should fellowship with the other coworkers. An elder should fellowship with the other elders. Fellowship tempers us. Fellowship adjusts us. Fellowship harmonizes us, and fellowship mingles us. We should forget about whether we are slow or quick and just fellowship with others. We should not do anything without fellowshipping with the other saints who are coordinating with us. Fellowship requires us to stop when we are about to do something. In our coordination in the church life and in the Lord's work, we all have to learn not to do anything without fellowship. Among us, we should have the blending of all the individual members of the body of Christ, the blending of all the churches in certain districts, the blending of all the co-workers, and the blending of all the elders. Blending means that we should always stop to fellowship with others. Then we will receive many benefits. We may not be used to it, but after we begin to practice blending a few times, we will acquire the taste for it. This is the most helpful thing in the keeping of the oneness of the universal body of Christ. Today, it is very convenient for us to blend with one another because of this modern age with its modern conveniences. When we blend together, we have the cross and the Spirit. In ourselves, it is not easy to be crucified and to do all things by the Spirit. Blending requires us to be crossed out and to be by the Spirit to dispense Christ and to do everything for the sake of His body. To be blended means that you are touched by others and that you are touching others. But you should touch others in a blending way. go through the cross, do things by the Spirit, and do everything to dispense Christ for his body's sake. We should not come to a blending meeting to be silent. We have to prepare ourselves to say something for the Lord. We need to be tempered and crossed out, and we need to learn how to follow the Spirit to dispense Christ for his body's sake. Such a blending is not social, but the blending of the very Christ, whom the individuals, the district churches, the co-workers, and the elders enjoy, experience, and partake of. The blending is for the building up of the universal body of Christ to consummate the New Jerusalem as a final goal of God's economy according to his good pleasure.